This is a Tadad podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Tadad podcast. My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. The ADB, the Asian Development Bank, provides assistance to its developing member countries, the private sector, and to public-private partnerships through grants, loans, technical assistance, and equity investments to promote development. The ADB regularly facilitates dialogues and provides advisory services. In September 2020, the ADB established a regional hub to promote knowledge sharing and to strengthen cooperation on tax policy and tax administration across economies in the Asia-Pacific and development partners. The Tadad Secretariat is partnering with ADB to promote international good tax administration practices in the Asia-Pacific region. This podcast is one of the areas of cooperation. Take a listen.
My name is Bruno Carrasco. I am the Director General of the Sustainable Development and Climate Change Department at the Asian Development Bank, or ADB. I lead and oversee ADB-wide knowledge, innovation, policies, and strategies in all the thematic and sector areas across ADB to ensure consistency of initiatives, products, and services. Most recently, I was Chief of ADB's Governance Thematic Group, where I defined and sharpened ADB's work on domestic resource mobilization, or DRM, infrastructure governance, state-owned enterprise reforms, and elements of fiscal decentralization. I have been involved in ADB's new initiative, led by ADB President Asakawa, to establish an Asia-Pacific tax hub on domestic resource mobilization, DRM, and international tax cooperation, ITC.
Welcome to the podcast, Bruno.
Thank you very much, Annette.
When it comes to domestic revenue mobilization and international tax cooperation, what is ADB's agenda for the Asia-Pacific region?
At ADB, the domestic resource mobilization agenda has been identified as one of five strategic initiatives by President Asakawa to support a more prosperous, inclusive, resilient, and sustainable Asia-Pacific. Essentially, it responds to two fundamental points on revenue performance, even before the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Most of ADB's developing member countries, or DMCs, had recorded relatively weak revenue performance, and this included tax yields that were rather low, unstable, and even unpredictable. So many of our DMCs had posted tax to GDP ratios or tax yields below the so-called 15% benchmark, which is often regarded as a minimum benchmark for sustainable development. And by way of examples, we had countries such as Indonesia that recorded slightly below 11% in terms of tax yields, and even countries like Bangladesh recorded rates below 9%. So obviously, this was an agenda that needed to be looked at in more detail. Now, the revenue performance is, of course, expected to further deteriorate in light of the economic slowdown and the short-term fiscal stimulus implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the other hand, if we look at the demand side, demand on public expenditure remains very strong and increasing across the region. So in addition to addressing the pandemic relief and recovery expenditures, there are important development spending requirements, including climate change, which is affecting the region very, very sharply, sustainable development goals, and even supporting a very important reform agenda in the region, which is universal health coverage. This can be further heightened by such things as demographics, where in countries such as the People's Republic of China, Thailand, and Sri Lanka face important aging problems with a relatively smaller productive segment of the population and the implications that this has on revenue mobilization, having to support a larger retired segment of the population. So for these reasons, we believe that it is imperative to enhance DRM and strengthen international tax cooperation.
And how is ADB approaching the DRM agenda?
I would say that ADB is committed to promoting DRM through close collaboration among the finance and tax authorities across our DMCs. Our long-standing experience in the Asian Pacific region, our convening power, our strong partnerships with developing countries, and the solid track record in combining finance and knowledge solutions can be leveraged to catalyze tax cooperation and enhance DRM. In fact, if I can just elaborate a little further, the reforms to strengthening DRM are part of ADB's operational priorities and our strategic vision under our medium-term strategy, Strategy 2030. The reforms highlight three important aspects. First, broadening the domestic tax base. Second, enhancing tax compliance. And third, developing more transparent and efficient tax administration with digital technologies. If we look at each of these, first on broadening the revenue base, it is a key policy reform that looks primarily at strengthening compliance and enforcement to mobilize additional revenues, even in the absence of an increase in tax rates. Here, stronger collaboration and coordination between the tax policy department and the tax administration is key. Second, with most tax systems now relying on a system of voluntary tax compliance, governments can further enhance tax compliance by utilizing information and communication technology, or ICT. In a nutshell, where there is a well-functioning e-service platform, tax compliance tends to be better overall. The use of innovative technologies also reduces the costs to the revenue body and improves security and reliability of taxpayer data. Third, digital transformation in business operations within tax administrations can catalyze the increase in access to digital services, improvement of internal tax administration processes, and the transparency of taxpayer dealings. The uptake of new technologies in the Asia Pacific region is quite astonishing, and taking advantage of the opportunities presented by advanced technology and domestic networks will be vital for the future. So in addition, I just wanted to mention that the public's confidence in the fiscal contract and the trust, and this is important to highlight, and the trust in government to ensure that tax revenues are put to good use are part of the so-called recipe for improving compliance along with a solid communication strategy. Now, turning to international tax cooperation, as these economies become more interconnected, tax cooperation at the highest level is needed to ensure an international tax system that is fair, equitable, and of course, well-functioning. ADB also strongly encourages our members to actively participate in the G20 OECD international tax initiatives and thereby take full advantage of solutions that address aggressive tax planning and combat tax evasion. Coming back to the Asia Pacific tax hub that I mentioned at the outset, ADB President Asakawa announced the establishment of the hub in last September's annual meeting. It recognizes that the requirements from developing countries in the Asia Pacific are much greater than what any single international financial institution can provide alone. And hence the idea of a hub or common platform, shall we say, that essentially serves three goals. It will be an open and inclusive platform for one, strategic policy dialogue, two, knowledge sharing, recognizing the importance of knowledge in building new systems, and three, collaboration and development coordination. The hub will help DMCs to define DRM and ITC goals that will be appropriate for their respective circumstances and level of development. So effectively, we're looking at a differentiated approach across countries. The key objectives of the regional hub are as follows. Number one, to develop awareness on the value and importance of DRM and ITC among all stakeholders. We have to get the message out loud and clear. We have to change the way revenue collection takes place, and we need to ensure that there is stronger revenue performance across countries. Two, We need to stimulate strategic dialogue in the region on critical reforms on DRM and ITC. So what are the better performing countries doing, and how can we share a lot of that good work in terms of reforms? Third, we need to promote the formulation of country-specific medium-term revenue strategies for developing member countries. So we have to be able to project and look over the next 5-6 years to see where it is that countries want to go as far as their revenue performance is concerned, and then anchor the reforms within that revenue strategy. Fourth, we need to support the automation of tax administration roadmaps for these countries. So again, taking a little bit of a medium-term approach in terms of how we want to introduce automation of the tax administration. What are the important milestones that we would like to see achieved over a medium-term period? And finally, develop strategic and innovative DRM and ITC policy reform programs through broad collaboration among development partners and DMCs. And in fact, at ADB, there is already a good dialogue among a number of our countries in terms of bringing in some of the reform programs supported by development assistance to help in that path.
When is your DRM agenda expected to be implemented?
Right now, the situation in terms of the pandemic is fluid. There is a lot of uncertainty. How quickly our country is going to be able to move on to a stronger recovery path. And that, of course, shapes the whole timing of these reforms. However, I do want to say that now is perhaps the time and the opportunity to start planning and ensure there is very much a strategy in place, referring both to the medium-term revenue strategy, the roadmap for reforms to tax administration. And once, of course, that countries start to ease off stimulus, that plan needs to get into implementation mode. So for countries that are still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic response, the policy measures may still be focused on tax incentives and relief measures to support households and businesses. And we know how important that is. However, once visible signs of recovery and greater traction of economic growth are indeed confirmed, governments can begin to remove the fiscal easing and strengthening DRM by restructuring tax policy to regain what we feel is the ideal of a balanced budget over the medium term. We believe that the time is right for ADB's developing member countries to start preparing for tax reform. In the short term, the Asia-Pacific Tax Hub will serve, as I mentioned earlier, to raise awareness of the value and importance of DRM, enhance knowledge sharing, and, of course, very importantly, capacity building programs, and thereby promote knowledge products related to tax policy and administration reforms. In the next months, we will hold several virtual workshops focusing on such things as the medium-term revenue strategy and digital transformation alongside our partners. Over the medium and long term, the Tax Hub will assist the DMCs to define country-specific and differentiated goals, as I mentioned earlier, on DRM and ITC, including, of course, the revenue strategy, the roadmap for automation, strengthening digitalization of the tax administration, and so on. Strong government ownership, and this is a very important element, will help to ensure that the roadmap and revenue strategy are appropriate to specific country circumstances and level of development. And we certainly want to be able to build stronger, not just awareness, but ownership over the coming months, because we want countries to be very much attuned to the importance of these reforms. So that this is an important message that we'd like to highlight.
Are there priority countries or countries where intensive capacity development work is expected to take place?
In general, ADB's operations are what we refer to as demand-driven. So there has to be a strong demand from the clients. Priority is given to, of course, ADB developing member countries where there is strong demand for our support in the context of domestic resource mobilization and international tax cooperation. Having said that, and given the relatively weak revenue performance that I referred to before, we certainly need to proactively support our members' wish to engage with us and the hub, and of course, other development partners as part of that collaborative approach. So to this end, we have started dialogues with some of our member countries, including the Philippines, Indonesia, and Pakistan, on how we can enhance our support to the overall revenue performance. So we look forward to starting with these countries further developing the dialogue and at the same time look at expanding to other countries.
Who are ADB's key supporting partners?
This is a very good question because we fully recognize the value of collaboration with our development partners. There is a stark reality, and that is that to realize the ambitious agenda that we've laid out, we need to maximize regional and international resources of knowledge, expertise, and finance on DRM and ITC to be successful. Collaboration is one of the key objectives of the Tax Hub. And we recognize that the demands that potentially will come from our DMCs is really greater than what any individual IFI could provide on its own, bearing in mind that we have large clients. So it really makes sense to come together. The Platform for Collaboration on Tax, or PCT, will be our key partner to implement the capacity development journey. The members of the PCT, as you know, are the United Nations, OECD, the World Bank, and the IMF. ADB has so far collaborated with these development partners to provide our DMCs with capacity building programs related to DRM. In terms of some of our knowledge products associated with DRM, we have cooperated with these partners to publish a couple of our key publications, such as the Comparative Analysis of Tax Administrations in Asia and the Pacific and Revenue Statistics in Asia and Pacific Economies. ADB has also closely communicated with these development partners to conduct resource mapping and coordination exercises to avoid overlap while identifying possible collaboration in terms of capacity development. So we've reached out across many of the priority countries that I referred to earlier to try to map out what the different institutions are doing in that country across the broader DRM-ITC field. And that is important to be able to work better together. The regional tax communities are also very important partners, and we have been working closely with the Study Group on Tax Administration and Research, or SGATAR, as well as the Pacific Islands Tax Administrators Association, or PITA. Other than these two communities, there are also several regional tax communities that we can partner with in the future. The bilateral partnerships with ADB members are also important. And for example, we have worked closely with the government of the Republic of Korea through the Republic of Korea eAsia and Knowledge Partnership Fund, and the government of Japan through the Domestic Resource Mobilization Trust Fund to provide support on ADB's work on DRM. And we understand that Japan is also, of course, supporting TADAT.
Speaking of TADAT, how does TADAT fit in, and how can it support ADB's DRM agenda?
The TADAT assessment as a diagnostics tool provides an objective and standardized performance assessment of a country's system of tax administration and benchmarked against international good practices together with relative strengths and weaknesses in the system of tax administration. So this is very important for us. It's a very important piece of putting together the various initiatives to help countries in terms of their tax administration reforms. And this will certainly help ADB's developing member countries to overcome some of the challenges that we discussed earlier. At this juncture, however, the number of assessments conducted in Asia and the Pacific region is still relatively small compared to other regions, and we do hope that this takes off. ADB promotes TADAT assessment across the region in close coordination with TADAT Secretariat through organizing capacity building programs related to TADAT and encouraging the developing member countries to get involved in all phases of the assessment. TADAT assessments have most value if translated quickly into better designed, implemented, and monitored tax administration reforms. So this is essential in our operations that I mentioned earlier. We certainly can look at how we can introduce some of the findings and reforms related to addressing some of the challenges within our programs. Once a country goes through the TADAT assessment, it is significantly important to address and improve on these recommendations, and that is critical for us on the tax administration reform side of things. In this context, ADB has been providing follow-up support to many of our DMCs to address the TADAT findings properly in collaboration with our development partners. ADB is looking forward to working with the IMF and TADAT and others to tighten our relationship, to deepen our relationship, and to enhance our commitment and support to our developing member countries.
Any parting words for our audience?
I think that what is important to highlight is that we have an opportunity now to bring about important, meaningful change in terms of the whole tax reform agenda, as well as the international tax cooperation work. To be effective, we need to have one strong awareness of the challenges that DMCs face and will face. We have to recognize the importance of revenue to be able to finance the important spending requirements that will be required. I mentioned a few at the outset in terms of the pandemic relief and recovery, in terms of SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, climate change as well. We also have to recognize that as part of the wider development community, there is a role for all international financial institutions and other development partners to contribute to this agenda. This is really about collaboration and partnerships. And if we can work together effectively, we will be much more successful in bringing about those important reforms. There is a lot of work that has to be carried out, and we are very much excited to collaborate with development partners, including the IMF and TADAT in this case, to be able to bring about that important change. And we do have an important journey ahead of us, and I am convinced that we're working closely together with our development member countries, our development partners, and other important stakeholders, we can make a difference.
Bruno, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
To learn more about ADB's Asia Pacific Tax Hub, please visit adb.org and type in Asia Pacific Tax Hub in the search bar. Till next time.
The TADAT podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TADAT podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. TADAT is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.